With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Four people were killed, seven hurt, when a man went on a stabbing rampage Wednesday across multiple locations in a northern Illinois community. A 22-year-old man is in police custody and is being questioned, this according to Rockford Police Chief Carla Redd. She said one of the people who was wounded remains in critical condition. At a press briefing, Winnebago County Sheriff Gary Carana said the suspect was finally apprehended during a home invasion.
Basically, there was a home invasion on Florence. The young lady ran from them. She got some stab wounds in their hands and her face. She's currently in a hospital, and she is intubated. She is in serious condition. One of the Good Samaritans stopped to help her out. He did get some stab wounds. He's fine. He is being checked out.
A mailman is one of the victims killed. Three people died at the scene, the fourth at the hospital. Former Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman has died at the age of 82. He was the Democratic nominee for vice president in 2000 under Al Gore. He died in New York City following complications from a fall. Also at SRNnews.com, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is defending his army's actions, saying Israel needs to eliminate Hamas terrorists. Netanyahu says civilians who move south into Rafah to avoid fighting elsewhere in the Gaza Strip can turn around.
People move down, they can move back up. They don't have to go into north of Wadi Gaza, but there's still 65% of the Gaza Strip left open. And people just move. They move with their tents.
Officials in Baltimore say they've recovered bodies of two of the missing workers on the Francis Scott Key Bridge when it collapsed. Also, National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy says a hazmat investigator identified 56 containers of hazardous materials on the cargo ship. Some had been breached, and there was a sheen on the water. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle is developing in Australia.
Lawmakers there are considering a recommendation by the country's Law Reform Commission that religious schools no longer be exempt from the Sex Discrimination Act. If the exemption were nullified, Christian schools would have to hire LGBT people and allow transgender students to live as the opposite sex in class. The Australian Christian Schools Alliance says the recommendation is, quote, a direct attack on faith and freedom of belief. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another raid on a house church in China. International Christian Concern reports that police in Anhui province arrested nearly 20 people in the raid, the second such assault on the congregation in 8 weeks. Officially illegal to worship outside of a state-controlled church in China, and the Communist Party is in the midst of a new crackdown on believers. Authorities state Chinese citizens must not have allegiance to anything above the party. This is SRN News. The British Museum is suing a former curator alleged to have stolen hundreds of artifacts from its collections and offering them for sale online. More from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Peter Higgs was fired last year after more than 1,800 items were discovered to be missing. Lawyers for the museum says Higgs abused his position of trust to steal ancient gems, gold jewelry, and other items. The 18th century museum in central London is one of Britain's biggest tourist attractions, visited by 6 million people a year. The museum's director resigned and apologized for failing to take seriously enough a warning from an art historian that artifacts from its collection were being sold on eBay. Higgs has denied the allegations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Dollar Tree is raising its prices again. In an earnings call, the company said it would add hundreds of new items to its shelves, but at higher price points. Now the higher end of prices will be $7. More details at SRNnews.com.